least you're good.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mario. Hi, my name's Mark. I'm not an alcoholic. Despite what you hear. How many people have been to a Frank Vignola show? Wow, that's probably why you're here. All right, so then I'll say this. There is a certain level of musicians who are geniuses, and usually with them comes a lot of difficulty and trouble. It's perfect.
And they'll be here next Friday.
Frank could be the guy who brings the milk to your door when they used to do that. Remember when they used to wipe their window?
That's what I read.
And he's a genius doing that.
Wiping windows, yes.
Frank, there's no airs, there's no nothing. One of Les Paul's five favorite guitar players. That says a lot about him.
It's his birthday tomorrow night.
Yes,
his
birthday.
Yeah. Actually, it has nothing to do with Les Paul, but I'm playing with Bucky Pizzarelli. Which is
why we're doing this show tonight, so Frank could be with Bucky. How many people were here when Frank played here with Bucky? One. Boy, two. That was something. That was really sweet. Frank has brought his partner and friend a secret weapon. Vinny Rignola is here. So set your phasers to be amazed and entertained. Here's Frank and Vinny.
Thank you.
Thank you. Way too much fun.
Yeah, I know. We're good for this. Yeah. So we opened up with the Hoagie Carmichael classic, Stardust. Then we played a song made famous by the great Tommy Dorsey, and I always dedicate that one to Mark. I'm getting sentimental over you. That's the title, but you play it on trombone, right? It's a theme song. So then we played Tico Tico. We did a little version of this theme from The Godfather in there. We had a little jam on Stairway to Heaven. What's the night of guitar without Stairway to Heaven? Then we played an original composition called Gypsy Mania, a of course, was the big hit song by Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly. And right now we're going to take you to the ballet. We'd like to perform for you Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, Scene 1.
Thank you. to Symphony Hall. You take that big glass of beer right into Carnegie Hall, all right?
Thank you.
tonight, huh?
I think you missed a spot.
He'll sign that for you later.
Thank you.
birthday. He would have been 97 years old. He passed away about almost 3 years ago now, at the age of 94. And I was actually just the past few days out in Beverly Hills at an auction house where they're auctioning off some of Les's belongings that he had in his house. Needless to say, it looked like Sam Ash. Just rows and rows of guitars and microphones and recording. They're going to clean up on that. See, save your guitars. And you've had 38 million selling records and invented some new technology that everybody's using. You too can have $1 billion in the bank.
Right.
All right? Good. And also the great Django Reinhardt, because Les and Django were very dear friends. Les actually paid for Django's funeral. When Django passed away, he collected a lot of royalties from record companies that owed him money. See, Django was a gypsy, so he didn't really care about business. He just cared about, give me the money now, and I'm going to spend it in 10 hours. Kind of like you. It's like a Long Island gypsy. So we'll pay tribute to those two giants of the guitar and song. We'll play some songs that Django composed. We'll play some songs that Les Paul made famous. You two know each other?
Yes.
Okay, it's a business trip.
Is it? Oh. And then we'll play some songs that Django and Les played together. And we'll even play some songs that Django and Les never played together. So we'll start with Nuages, Django's most famous composition. Thank you. jangle called Rhythm Future, featuring the man of the future, Vinny Raniolo.
Yeah.
Yay. That Django recorded in 1935, and we'll make a medley with the Richard Rodgers song Lover, the Les Paul arrangement of Lover, which I believe was Les's first hit song. It sounds good anyway, I have no idea. Thank you. on with a new arrangement. It's called Smoke Gets in Your Eye. No good? Oh, well, you like it.
Thank you.
Now do a fast one.
Practice. That's what 200 shows a year will do for you.
Wow.
Now, Vinny told me it was Vinny's birthday, June 5th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
16 years old. Today is a special day. You were telling me over dinner. This is some amazing news.
Today is my great grandmother's 107th birthday.
Oh. Wow. 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 Wow.
It's not that amazing. She died 20 years ago. But she lived a long, healthy life. And when I go, I want to go just like her. Peacefully in her sleep, not screaming like her passengers.
That's the end of the comedy. Can I tell you about Angelo, my friend?
You got it, right?
Does anybody remember? Good time to go to bed. It's also a good time to order another cocktail. The more you drink, the better we sound. Drinks on Vinny.
Drinks all over Vinny.
My friend Angelo, he's 85 years old. He's still living. And he lives in Brooklyn, New York. And every day, Angelo walks 5 blocks. He's Italian, to say the least. A name like Angelo, and he walks 5 blocks every day to get his fresh fruits and vegetables for the day. So this particular day, he got himself 2 watermelons, organic watermelons, with the black seeds, because you can't find watermelons that don't have the black seeds. Have you noticed that? It's all the seedless watermelon.
Yeah.
Genetically modified stuff there, pal. So anyway, he walks back 5 blocks, he puts one under one arm, one under the other. By the way, in Italy, they still have watermelons with the black seeds, right? Yeah. You choked on one, you almost died over there. So, seriously, I'm not looking at everything. So he puts,
he must have told this joke in Italy.
So he puts this, and he walks 5 blocks all the way back to his apartment, and he looks up at his door, and he about to take the first step, and a guy comes up to him and he says,
"Who are you?"
He said, "Can you tell me how to get to the Brooklyn Bridge?" So Angelo looks up at him, puts one watermelon down, and he puts the other one down, and he says, "No!" You see, Italian people like to talk about it.
Thank you.
only wrote one violin concerto for his friend,
John. John Travolta.
Violinist.
song. What does he want to hear? Is it
his favorite song?
What's his favorite song?
Wait, well, let's make sure he's all right first.
Yeah, right. Okay. This could be an emergency. Ooh, rude. Happy birthday. Is it a birthday?
It's my dad.
Your dad?
Oh,
what did he call for?
He's sleep calling.
I've heard a butt dial before.
Thank you. Thank you.